Sport on RTE Radio 1. And here's Padraig Lodge.
Hi Áine, good morning to you. The Ireland men's hockey team is one win away from securing a place at this summer's Olympic Games in Paris. They were 1-0 winners over Japan in their last pool match at the qualifying tournament in Valencia, and that sets up a semi-final against Spain tomorrow, with the winners booking their tickets to the Olympics. The goal last night came in the 21st minute. A Shane O'Donoghue penalty corner teed up Luke Madeley for the match-winning score. Ireland are captained by Sean Murray, who's now playing with a professional club in Belgium, having previously lined out with Lisna Garvey, and he told the BBC's Nigel Ringland that they were determined not to slip up.
We want to mentally to keep playing and keep going and pushing for goals. It's, you know, 1-0 is a dangerous scoreline. But yeah, naturally sometimes, you know, it can be backs against the wall like it was, and just really happy we managed to defend and keep the clean sheet in the end. And commiseration to Japan. They really fought hard and made it very, very difficult for us. We talked about this stage before the tournament, to get to here, you know, probably target Japan as the big game in the group, make sure we're in the, you know, in the semi-finals, and we'll go from there. I think we worked really hard. It was a bloody tough game, but yeah, we're very happy to be out on top.
Spain on Friday, it's the two bites of the cherry. It'd be nice to do it in one.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's going to be a hard game, you know, in front of a Spanish crowd. But I think, to be honest, we've got probably more Irish people than Spanish people here in the stadium. So, you know, it'll be a fantastic opportunity for us, and we're really going to give it our all to get the win and make it easy for us.
That's Sean Murray. The Irish women have a chance to qualify for the Olympics today. They face Spain in their semi-final at 11:30 this morning, with live coverage on the RTE News channel and on the RTE player. The winners go through to Paris, while the losers will have one more opportunity to reach the games through a playoff. Everton beat Crystal Palace 1-0 in their FA Cup third round replay at Goodison Park thanks to an Andre Gomes free kick. The Toffees will be at home to Luton Town in the next round. Nottingham Forest needed extra time to record a 3-2 win over Blackpool, who played two divisions below them. And Championship side Norwich City set up a fourth round clash against Liverpool as they came from a goal down to win 3-1 at Bristol Rovers. Peter O'Mahony has been named Ireland captain for this year's Six Nations title defence. The 34-year-old Munster flanker leads a 34-man squad named by head coach Andy Farrell. With Johnny Sexton retired, Farrell has named Jack Crowley, Harry Byrne and Kieran Frawley as his three out-halves. He's also included uncapped trio Oli Yeager, Thomas Ahern and Sam Prendergast as training panellists. On the opening morning of the Dubai Desert Classic, Rory McIlroy was 4 under par after 11 holes, one shot behind the air leader Adrian Moronk. Padraig Harrington and Tom McKibben both level par on the back nine. Later, Shane Lowry and Seamus Power will be in action at the American Express event in California. Women's world number one Iga Swiatek survived a major scare to defeat Danielle Collins and reach the third round of the Australian Open. The American took a 4-1 lead in the deciding set, but Swiatek responded with five games in a row to clinch the final set 6-4. Mark Allen made a winning start to the defence of his World Grand Prix title in Leicester with a 4-2 victory over English player Jack Lazowski. Allen made three century breaks in the best of seven frames encounter. Monaghan stalwart Kieran Hughes has announced his retirement from intercounty football. The 33-year-old made his senior debut in 2009. The Scotstown clubman scored 3 points when Monaghan ended a 25-year wait to win the Ulster Championship in 2013, and he picked up a second provincial medal 2 years later. Last night's Co-op Superstores Munster Hurling League fixture between the All-Ireland champions Limerick and Cork was called off. The pitch in Rathkeel was frozen. It's now hoped to hold the game next Sunday afternoon, and the Munster Council say tickets for last night's game will be valid for the refixture. And finally, a reminder that there will be no racing in Fairy House today. The track is frozen.
All right, Padraig, thank you for that.